Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. How good is your vision? I don't mean your eyeglass prescription. How good is your vision? Are you able to see like some could see back in 1961? The potential for a congregation to serve the community of South Windsor, a Lutheran congregation, when they gathered at Glenwood Public School on October 29th, 1961. Many could see that happening. But that's not the kind of vision I'm talking about. Can you see an empty field in Sudan? Empty because all the people had fled and run away because of the terrible wars of some 30 to 50 years. An empty field, but a place where an orphanage could be built to house and take care of orphans who have no family whatsoever and no food. That kind of vision is a special kind of vision too, but that's not the vision I'm talking about. The vision I'm talking about is to be able to see what John saw in Revelation 14, to see where the gospel is going. Only the Holy Spirit can give us that kind of eyesight, because it's something invisible. It's a mystery how God can speak to our ears and change our hearts, because some people it doesn't change their hearts. But some can see that the gospel goes into the heart of a human being and can change them from an enemy of God, one who hates God, one who doesn't want there to be a God, to someone who loves God and wants to give their life for God. This gospel, like I said, goes in the ear and it goes to the heart. The heart of every human being is accountable to God. That's what it says in Romans chapter 3. And it makes sense. I don't believe that anybody would understand somebody who does something very wrong as not accountable for it. God, we believe, holds everybody to account. But God has a way that he doesn't have to punish everybody. Every mouth is stopped, because they don't all know that there is sin. But the word of God goes forth and convicts hearts of sin when they hear the law, when they are reminded that they have to account someday, at the end of their days, to him who gave them their life. And that's why it says in the Bible that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But there's another bit of good news that goes with that law, that condemnation. And it is that God has provided a righteousness, a way to stand upright, a way to be just. As it says on the Reformation motto on our banner, the just shall live by faith. Now, faith has to be in something, and that faith is in the Son of God who left heaven, walked on earth, obeyed God's commandments perfectly, showed who he was by miracles and signs and teaching, and then died on the cross as a propitiation by his blood, an atonement, a payment on our behalf. And by faith in this one, this perfect one, God can count every person who has faith in Jesus as righteous, even though they have sinned terribly. One sin is enough to spoil our relationship with God, but one Savior is enough to make it right. Now this is what Noah saw when he was building the ark. A gospel of his salvation. That God was not going to condemn him, even though he may condemn others in the world with a flood. And all that time, Noah was building an ark. People laughed. It was 100 years between the first hammer blow and the first raindrop. But Noah had faith. And faith moved him to action. It moved him to build because he could see where the gospel was going. And hopefully many of his friends and neighbors would climb aboard that ark and be saved. But only 8, his sons and their wives and his wife. They did what they did because they believed. Hebrews 11 says, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear Noah built an ark to save his family. Was it the ark that saved them? Or was it God's grace through faith in his word that saved Noah? What do you see? It was faith that saved Moses and David and Paul, who wrote this epistle, and Luther. Luther, who saw the gospel going from the Latin and Greek languages, in the Hebrew languages, into the German language. And so he sat, forbidden to walk around in public for fear that he would be lynched. He sat at the Wartburg Castle on the cover of your bulletin today for a year or more and translated the New Testament and then finished it later on because he saw the gospel going to help people, his own people. He saw because his heart was troubled. He thought that he was going to be judged by God because he couldn't ever get it right. He felt condemned by God, and God was his enemy because God would never let him off the hook. But then the Son set him free. He realized he was a slave to sin, but the Son set him free. And it was through those words that explained the righteousness that came to Luther outside of himself and comes to every sinner that needs to be justified so that they can be a sinner and a saint at the same time. It was easy for those who saw the gospel going to South Windsor, to gather their forces together and in a few weeks to be able to call a pastor, be able to support a pastor all these many years, to see within 6 months that they could charter a congregation, and that we'll be celebrating in June for 50 years. And then in another year to be able to build the first unit of our building. Now it's easy to see Gethsemane Lutheran Church now. But can you see where the gospel is going from here? To dying people. who are no longer members of this church, but are members of the church triumphant because of that gospel that saved them from their sins. To suffering people, whether they be orphans in Sudan or war-torn refugees or people with financial struggles or unemployment or sickness, God's gospel promises them that God is their refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble, someone they can go to in prayer anytime, and He will help them. Have you seen where the gospel goes to searching people who are looking for answers, to waiting people for whom the time is getting very, very long? If you can, then the Spirit has blessed you, and you can be a blessing to others. If you can, it will be nothing for you to give much, because you can see how much God gave to save those who have been orphaned by sin, so He could be our Father and we His children, by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and apart from the works that we do. For we are saved by grace through faith, and that is the motto of the Reformation: the just shall live by faith. Faith in the one true and living God. And we who have been entrusted with that gospel must prove faithful. In Jesus' name, Amen.